City employees, attorneys, and a committee of local residents fielded questions last week on the formation of a new Petersburg borough. KFSK's Joe Vicknicki reports.
The city's borough committee chair, Ryan McFarland, opened up the session describing some of Petersburg's motivation.
One compelling reason is that the state constitution says that we're supposed to have boroughs, but other factors, I guess, have kind of pushed us in that direction, including power issues, land selection, things like that, and the potential for other communities, boroughs, taking up some of the other lands that we consider our backyard.
Boroughs are one of two forms of local municipal government allowed in Alaska. They're similar to county governments in other parts of the U.S., providing some services in an area that's normally larger than a city or village. There are 18 organized boroughs in the state. Petersburg and many other rural communities are part of what's called the state's unorganized borough. Petersburg has hired attorney Jim Brennan to help with the city's petition to organize a new borough government, and Brennan helped answer questions. He acknowledged that the state's constitution does not mandate borough formation.
It's optional for Petersburg, the Petersburg area, to form a borough.
Brennan also pointed out that a new Petersburg borough could take ownership of about 1,700 acres. Out of about 17,000 acres of available state land within the new borough boundaries, one area-wide power for the borough would be the authority to collect taxes on property. That could include real property, land, and buildings, as well as personal property like boats and vehicles. The city of Petersburg has never decided to collect tax on personal property. However, George Cole was concerned with that possibility.
Call me paranoid, but I could certainly see where what we would do would say, hey, let's reduce everybody's property tax by 3 mils. And what we'll do is have a personal property tax on boats and planes and automobiles and pianos and diamond rings and things like that.
In response, Borough Committee member Doug Weldy thought there was little chance of Petersburg imposing a tax on personal property.
Petersburg, we're certainly not going to tax boats. That came to the surface 25, 30 years ago and was beat down soundly quickly. Nobody wants to tax boats in this community. This is a fishing fleet community. We'd lose the whole fleet. Everything would shut down. That'd be the end of it.
The city anticipates its 6% sales tax and 4% bed tax would also be collected throughout the new borough area. The new government would also see a one-time payment from the state of $600,000 for borough formation and an estimated additional $300,000 annually from state revenue sharing programs. And another outside-of-town resident, Janie Reed, said she and her husband already pay federal income tax and local sales tax on purchases in Petersburg, and that money already goes to pay for school operations. Reed said she'd be willing to pay to use Petersburg's library and to have local firefighters help her put out a fire, but she says because she lives so far outside of town, she does not expect city services.
And we've made choices to live out that far, and we take care of ourselves. We don't have to have somebody else keep the generator going. We don't expect the water to run all winter long. And it's just really hard for us to look and say we've made these choices, and we made these choices 30 years ago to live out where we didn't have these city things. And we take care of ourselves, and now it seems like the money side of it all comes to now you want us to pay for the things that you have that are a benefit to you in the city.
Out-of-town residents asked why they should sign the petition, and so far not many of them have. In order to send that petition on to the state, the city needs around 150 signatures from in-town residents and about 22 signatures from people outside city limits. Those signature requirements could change and will depend on voter turnout from the two different areas in the upcoming state election. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.